B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav l'Rav Kahana. Rav told Rav Kahana as follows, Hafoich b'nevelasa, rather manipulate a carcass of an animal, even though it will make a person tomei, v'loy tepech b'mili, but do not manipulate your words, be straight in your words. Don't try and gain by twisting your words. A second thing Rav said to Rav Kahana, Pshoit nevelasa b'shuka, rather skin a carcass of an animal in the marketplace, v'shokil agra, and take well-deserved payment for it, v'loy tema, and don't say, Kahana no, I'm a kohen, v'gavra rabba no, I'm a distinguished, I'm a prestigious person, v'sanyo b'milsa, and it is unbecoming of me to do this type of work. No, do not say that, and rather do some honest work, and even if it means skinning carcass in the marketplace. Another thing Rav said, Sulcus leigra. If you go on a journey, even if it's just a very short journey, even if it's just up to the roof, Shirusach ba'adoch, make sure you take some food for a meal with you. And even in a place that meor kora, if you can buy 100 of these vegetables called curry, b'mosa in the town, b'zuza, for just a single coin called a zuz, nonetheless, toisa knafecho, under the corners of your clothing, nihava, you should have some food for a meal. Even though there's food which is easily and cheaply available. Continues the Gemara, Omale Rav Lechia Bere. Rav said to his son, Chia, Loitishti Samo. Make sure not to drink, not to take any drugs whatsoever. Taking drugs will make a person addicted to them, and he won't be able to stop taking them, and therefore they should be avoided. Another thing Rav said to his son, V'loy tashver nigra, do not jump over, do not leap over a brook. And as we know, somebody who takes large steps, it can affect his eyesight. This is something that we saw in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. Another thing Rav said to his son, V'loy ti'akir kocha, do not pull out a tooth. You know, sometimes you might feel that the tooth is ill, it's painful, you'll pull out a tooth. No, just leave it there and it will heal. Another thing Rav says, V'loy tekane b'chivya, never provoke a snake. Another thing, V'loy tekane b'armor, do not provoke an armor, which generally means a non-Jewish woman. Continues the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Gimel ein miskanin behem. There are three that it's not worth provoking them. Ve'elu hein. Nochri cotton, a young Gentile. Ve'nochosh cotton, a young or small snake. Ve'talmud cotton, and a young student. My tama, why not? De malchusayu, their sovereignty. Achoire odnayu koi is standing behind their ears, which means that they are going to, that all these three are going to grow up, they're going to become big, and if you get on their wrong side, then even though now you're more superior than them, but when they grow up, they will be stronger and bigger than you, and that's something which they can then take revenge. That's in the case of the Nochri, the Goy, or the snake. In the case of the student, if your student overtakes you and you end up being taught by your student, then at least make sure that you've treated him nicely. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rav le Evoy Bere. Rav had a son called Evoy, and he said to him as follows, Toruchi b'cha b'shmaitza, I have striven to teach you, v'lo mistai milsa, and it seems that I did not succeed, to agmarach mila d'alma, come and I'm going to teach you the ways of the world. And he taught him as follows, Adachola akarecho. When you've gone out to buy merchandise and you've come into town with your new merchandise and the sand is still on your feet, which means you haven't even, so to speak, showered from your journey, go immediately and zvin achzovin and sell the merchandise that you've bought, and before either the merchandise gets ruined or before the prices go down. Another thing Rav told his son, Kol mili zovin v'techarit. Anything you sell, you'll sell, and you may You may have regrets afterwards that you sold it and didn't wait for the price to go up. Bar mi-chamro, besides for wine, dezovin v'lo yitechrat, besides for wine, that when you sell it, you will not have regrets, because waiting till you sell the wine could go off, and you could it could become vinegar, and you could lose the whole wine. Another thing Rav told him, Shori kisich, when you're selling wares, first open up your purse and take the money from the people who are buying, and only then patach sakecha, open up your sack and give the wares to the buyers. Don't give it to them on credit. Another thing Rav said, kabo me'ara, rather make a living of just a kav on land, which means close by, on the ground, v'loy kura, and rather than make 180 kav, which is a kur, 180 times as much, me'igra, but from the roof, which means from a distant place. Rather earn less close to home. Another thing Rav says, tamra b'chaluzach, as soon as you have dates in your basket where you're collecting the dates, then go immediately, lebeis sudna rohit, run to the home of the beer brewer in order to make beer from it. Because if you're going to wait and you're going to start eating from the dates, by the time you want to make beer, you'll notice that there's no dates left and you will have lost it. Va'ad kamo, how many dates is it worth? How few dates do we say go immediately and turn it into beer? Omarova ad tlosa saw, even if there's just 3 saw of dates, go immediately and have them turned into beer, which you'll be able to sell. It's interesting, the beer brewer is called a sudna, and the Gemara is later going to discuss why. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Papa, Eloi deramoi b'shichra, had I not brewed beer, lo'iatri, I would never have become rich. Ikadomer, others say, Omer of Chizda, it was Rav Chizda that said that, Eloi deramoi shichra, had I not brewed beer, lo'iatri, I would never have become rich. Now the Gemara says, my sudna, why is a beer brewer called sudna? Omer of Chizda said, because the word Noah stands for Soid Noah. There's a wonderful secret in this craft, or this making the beer, and that Ugmilus Chasodim, and that is that since the raw materials of making this beer are just dates, and there's very little overhead expenses, and therefore it's easy to make money, and at the same time, because you don't have so many overhead expenses, it's possible to, besides from making a lot of money, you can also do a lot of tzedakah and chesed, and you can give to the poor people. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Papa, Kol Agav, any transaction that had to be written on a document, any documented transaction, Gvir Boya, demands that one collects the money afterwards. Kol Ashrei, any transaction which is done on credit, that people owe you money, sofik osi, sofik lo osi, there's always a sofik, a doubt, will the money actually come? Uda osi, and if they do come, it could come in very small coins, they could end up paying one zuz at a time, mois rois ninu, and that's called bad money, because money that comes in very, very small coins, then it just gets lost and used, and is not as valuable as being paid up front. Continues the Gemara. Gimel Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan said 3 things in the name of the people of Yerushalayim. 1, Kesha'ata Yotze L'Milchama, when you go out to war, Al Teitze Barishreina, don't be the first in combat, the first in the line. Elo Teitze Ba'achreina, go out the last. Kedei, in order that if you have to flee from the army and come back to the town, to the city, Shetikonis Barishreina, you'll be the first ones to come back into the city and arrive home. Another thing he said, "Va'asei Shabbat chochil, rather make your Shabbos feel pretty much like a weekday, v'al titzarech lebriyos, and don't have to come onto other people to pay for your expenses." The third thing that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim, "V'havei mishtadil, you should engage in business im misha shom mesacheches loy, if somebody you see that time is working in his favor and he's being very successful in business, it's worthwhile partnering with him." And we saw this already in the Gemara before, and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, Shlesha Dvarim, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Anshi Yerushalayim. Another three things Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the name of the people of Yerushalayim. Number one, Al Tarbe Beganois, or Begnus, Mishum Maish L'Shahoya. Do not engage in the gardens, in open places, in private behavior, in private things, because it was David HaMelech when he saw Bathsheba was engaged in private things in a place that was viewable by the public, and it brought undesirable consequences. Another thing Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Bitcha Bogra, as soon as your daughter is of maturity, Shichrir Avdecha, you should free your slave, Betainla, and give it to her as a wife, so she should be married. Another thing he said, V'havizoyer b'ishtecho, be careful with your wife, michasna rishoin, from her first son-in-law, ma'itama. Rav Chisda Oma Mishum Erva. Rav Chisda says that sometimes immoral and inappropriate behaviors could go on between a mother-in-law and a son-in-law. Rav Kahana Omar Mishum Momin. Rav Kahana says often a mother-in-law will squander too much money on her first son-in-law. And the Gemara says, ha v'ha isnuhu, the truth is, both of these concerns exist, and therefore be careful. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shloisha minoichle ha'olam haba. Three people inherit olam haba. Elu hein, they are Hador be'eretz Yisrael, somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Two, Hamegadil bonov le'talmud Torah, somebody who brings up his children to learn Torah. And three, V'amavdil alayayin b'motzah shabosis, somebody who makes avdolah on wine. Asks the Gemara, Maihi, what do you mean, somebody who makes Havdalah on wine? Who doesn't make Havdalah on wine? What's unique about this? Says the Gemara, no. The Meshayer Mekidusha Le'Avdalta. He's only got a little bit of wine left, and instead of drinking the wine in the Shabbos meals, he keeps it, he saves it for Havdalah, and that's what will make him into a Ben Olam Haba. Others say that he's only got one cup, and he prefers to make Kiddush on the Chalas, which you're allowed to do, on bread, and keep that cup of wine for Havdalah. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha machriz alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on three people Hashem proclaims their piety, b'chol yom, every day. Al Ravok, on a single person, an unmarried man, a bachelor. Hador b'krach, who lives in a large city where there's lots of distractions and lots of things that could cause him to do averus. Ve'enei choita, nonetheless, he does not get carried away with the girls and the women that are in the big city, and he just keeps himself the way he's supposed to. That is very virtuous. The second thing, val oni hamarzer avedu lebaleo, if a poor man finds a valuable lost property, and he's got this urge to say, I've got so many debts, I'm such a poor man, I'll just keep it for myself. And no, he does the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda and returns it to its rightful owner. That's somebody who Hashem proclaims his piety every day. Val Oshir, Hamasir Pereisov Batsino, a rich man who takes maisa on his fruits, and that's a substantial amount of maisa that he's giving, and he does it Batsina. He does it in private, and he's happy to forego on the honor of people seeing him taking the maisa. That's also very virtuous. Rav Safra Ravok, Hador Bukrachava. Rav Safra himself was a bachelor, he was an unmarried, and he was living in a large city. And Tony Tona and the Chochem that was saying over the Brises was saying Kamei de Rava v'Rav Safra. And he said over to, in front of Rava and Rav Safra, what we just learned now. We just saw that there's three, this that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Hashem is machriz alein kol yom for such a person. And Tzavu Ponov de Rav Safra, and Rav Safra, who realized that this was applicable to him, his face lit up. Omale Rava. Rava said to Rav Safra, Lav kagoin mar, it doesn't mean people like you, possibly because you're such a big tzaddik and have less of a challenge. Elo kagoin Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishia. It's referring to people like Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia. To have ushbecha, they were cobblers ba'arod Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. To have a yasu b'shuka de zoynos, they had shops in the marketplace where the zoynos were. V'avdiluhu mesani lezoynis, and they would prepare shoes for the zoynis. V'aydiluhu, and those zoynis would come into their shops. Inhu mestaklubuhu, these zoynis would be gazing at Reb Chanina and Reb Oishia. V'inhu, however, Reb Chanina and Reb Oishia loymadlon einayu lestaklubuhu, didn't even raise their eyes to look at the zoynis. And this so much impressed the Zoinos that when the Zoinos would make an oath, umumsaihu hochi, the way that the Zoinos would make an oath is b'chayehoin, with the lives, in the lives of the Rabbonon Kadisha, the holy Chachomim de Ba'arat Yisrael. They were so impressed that these Chachomim did not even raise their eyes to see the people coming into the shop. Continues the Gemara, Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyhavon. Hashem loves the following three. One, Misha'ina Koya, someone who doesn't get angry. Two, Misha'ina Mishtakir, someone who doesn't get drunk. Three, Misha'ina Imam Midal Midoisov, somebody who does not insist on his due measure. He's happy to be Mavatar and doesn't stand on every last penny that's coming to him. Continues the Gemara, Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon. There are three that Hashem hates. One, Hamadaber Echod Bepeh VeEchod Beleiv. Somebody who's not honest, and what he says is not the way he feels. Number two, Vayodea Eidus Bechaveiroi. If somebody knows testimony that can affect his friend, Ve'ein Emeidle, and does not testify on his behalf. And three, Horoya Dvar Erva Bechaveiroi. If somebody sees his friend engaged in immoral activities, Umeid Bo Yechidi. Even though he was the only one that testified, no one else saw it. And nonetheless, he comes to Beis Din and he tells the Beis Din on his own, he's Hoylich Rochil. He's not allowed to do that. If two witnesses see, two witnesses come to Beis Din and Beis Din will act accordingly. A single person is just Lashon Hara. What are you coming to tell tales for? Kihad Tuvia. There was a story of this Tuvia Chota who did Navera. But also Zigud, and the person called Zigud saw this Tuvia doing an Avera, and he came L'chudei, he came on his own, V'asid Bey, Kameid Rav Papa, and he came and he testified, he told Rav Papa what Tuvia had done. Nogdei L'Zigud. So Rav Papa gave Zigud lashes. Omar Lei. So Zigud said to Rav Papa, Tuvia Chot of a Zigud Mingad? Does that make sense that Tuvia does the Avera and Zigud should get the lashes? Omale, if Papa said, in, you deserve the lashes. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, La yokum eid echod b'ish, l'chol ovoinu l'chol chatos, b'chol cheta sheyechto. A single witness is not allowed to come to Beis Din and just say the witness. And since v'at l'chudoch asadas beis, since you came on your own, and that's not the way that witness works, shem rab alma komafkiz bo, bay, all you did was put forth some slander about Tuvia. We have no reason to believe you, and therefore you are the one that got the lashes. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Omer Rav. Mutar lisnoisoi. If a person, even if a single person who cannot testify and give witness in Beis Din because he's not got two witnesses, however, he himself, if you see somebody doing something that's unquestionably wrong, then one is allowed to hate that person. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Kisire chamuris in acho, if you see the donkey of your enemy, we'll soon see what it means, your enemy. What's your enemy more than anyone else's enemy? But your enemy, roivetz tachas masoi, crouching under its burden, then you have to help him. Asks the Gemara, my soina, which enemy are we talking about? Is it talking about a non-Jewish enemy? Vatanya, we learnt in the Brisa explicitly, Soina she omru, Soina Yisrael, that the Pasuk that's talking about somebody you hate, where there's a mitzvah to help the donkey, to help the owner of the donkey, is talking about an enemy who is a Yisrael. V'lo Soina Nochri, not talking about an enemy who's a goy. Elopshita, it must be Soina Yisrael, we're talking about a Soina who's a Yisrael. And asks the Gemara, Umisharyo lemesane? You're allowed to hate another Yisrael? V'oksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Loisisno esochicho bilvovecho? You're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. Elo, it must be de'ika sa'adi of the Yisura. If I have two witnesses that say that that person did an Avera, and he hasn't yet done tshuva, he's not shown any remorse, you're allowed to hate him. If so, if so, everybody's allowed to hate him. What does it mean that he's your enemy, which means only you're allowed to hate him? Why is this person unique that he's allowed to hate this person? It must be talking about that only this person saw his friend engaged in immoral activities. And since only he saw it, and there were not two witnesses, no one else is allowed to hate him, but you saw him doing it, you're allowed to hate him, obviously, until he does tshuva. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, mitzvah lisnoisai. Before we said that it's mutter to hate him, and now we're saying, the Mizrav said that mutter lisnoisai, and now we're saying it's mitzvah lisnoisai, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem senois ra. The people who fear Hashem, they hate evil. Omar vacha brei deravel ervashi. If a person sees his friend doing an Avera, and this person himself who witnessed this is allowed to hate his friend, is he allowed to go to his Rebbe in order for his Rebbe also to hate him? Omar le. So he answered him, Ravashi answered, Yoda, if it's clear to you, that your Rebbe trusts you as if you were two witnesses in Beis Din, then you can tell him. But if not, then you cannot tell him. And this is a lot of halachas with this. The Chofetz Chaim in Halachos Lashon Hara, Klal Zayin, discusses at length how this works, when it works, why it works, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. There are three whose lives are not worth living. And number one is harachmonim, people who are over-compassionate, varaschonim, people who get overly angered, va'anine das, and those who are extremely delicate people, their lives are not lives. Va'omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, kulu istnubu, I'm challenged with all three of these, and obviously Hashem gives different people different character traits, and that's our journey in life, and we have to keep working on our midas. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Shloisha Soin in Zeh, there are three that hate each other. Eluhein they are Haklovim, dogs, Vatarnagoilim, and roosters, Vachaverin, which are from Persian descent. They also hate each other. Viesh Oimrim, some say Af HaZoinois, also the Zoinois, they hate each other. V'yesh oimrim af talmidei chachomim sheva bovel, even the talmidei chachomim in bovel, it would seem as if they hate each other. And the Mefarshim discuss exactly what this means, talmidei chachomim hating each other. Tanu Rabbanon says the Gemara Shloisha oyavin zeh, there are three that love each other, eluhein, hagerim, which are converts, v'avodim, and slaves, v'oirvin, and crows. And all these three are humble by nature, and therefore they are easily accept each other, and they love each other. Continues the Gemara. Arba ein hadas soivloson. There are four people which the mind cannot tolerate them at all. And Rashi adds, even they themselves, when they actually come round, they regret having behaved this way, and they're actually embarrassed of themselves. Eluhein, they are dal gea, a pauper who is haughty, V'oshir mekachish, or rich man that denies charges against him when he knows that he owes somebody money or he has to pay for something and he denies it even though he's a rich man. Number three, v'zokin menayif, an old man who doesn't really have so much lust anymore and nonetheless he's engaging in adultery. That's something which the mind cannot tolerate. And the fourth is a parnas, which is a communal leader that is misgoy al atzibur, where he imposes himself on the community b'chinam for no reason, that he's not there to help them when he needs them, and he abuses them when he doesn't take care of them. V'yesh oimrim, some say af hamegarish es ishtoi pam rishoina ushnia umachzira. If somebody divorces his wife and then takes her back, and then divorces her again and then takes her back, that's also something that the mind cannot tolerate. The Tanakama and the first opinion who didn't mention this, it seems that according to the Tanakama, this is something that the mind can tolerate. The reason is, Zimna sometimes, Diksubosum, Ruba, the amount he has to pay out for her Ksuba, Inami, or Yeshle Bonim Himeno, he has children from her, and we already discussed this in Irvin Daf Mem Aleph, then V'loi Motzi Megarishla, and he cannot continue in the state of divorce, and therefore, to avoid the complications of the divorce, he remarries her, and that's why the Tanakhama said that the mind can deal with such a situation. Continues the Gemara, Chamisha Dvarim Tzivo Kenan Esbonov, that Kenan, he instructed his children on the following five things. Number one, O'avu Ze'ezeh, you should love each other. Number two, V'o'avu Esagezel, you should love theft. Number three, V'o'avu Esazima, immorality, you should love that. V'sinu es adoneichem, and you should hate your masters. Canaan was made into a into an eved. He was a slave. Ve'al tedabru emes, and don't speak the truth. Continues the Gemara, shisha dvarim nemorim basus, there are six things said about a horse. Number one, oyves haznus, they like znus, lewdness. Ve'oyves hamelchoma, they love war. Ve'ruchoy gaso, they are haughty. U'moyeses hashena, they detest sleeping, they don't like going to sleep. Number five, ve'oichel harbe, they eat a lot. Number six, u'moytzi kimo, they excrete just a little bit. Relative to what they eat, they don't really they don't excrete that much. Some say af mevakish larig balov b'melchoma, that the horse attempts to kill its master whilst at war. Continues the Gemara, shivo menudim l'shamayim, there are seven who are excommunicated to shamayim, ve'elu hen they are. Yehudi she'en isha, a Yisrael who doesn't have a wife. Or number two, v'shiyesh li'isha v'ein le'ibonim, or if he has a wife and he doesn't try his best in order to have children. Number three, mi shiyesh li'ibonim, if he has children, v'ein megadlon le'talmud Torah, and he doesn't bring them up to learn Torah. Number four, mi she'ein le'tfilin b'roisho, tfilin b'zroyo, if somebody who does not have tfilin on his forehead and on his arm. Number five, v'tzitzis b'bigdoi, he doesn't wear tzitzis on his four-cornered garments. Umezuzah b'pischoi. Number six, he doesn't have a mezuzah on his doorpost. And number seven, v'amenea min olim miraglov, somebody who withholds shoes from his feet. V'yesh oimrim, some say, af mi she'ein meisiv b'chabura shel mitzvah, somebody who doesn't recline, doesn't dine with his friends when they're engaged in a meal of a mitzvah, which the Rashbam here says if it's, for example, a meal of a bris milah, or if a shidduch that's considered a sudas mitzvah, like bas kohen to a kohen, something the Gemara already discussed on Daf Mem Tes, and you withhold and you don't go and you don't dine with them, then that's also something which is not good. It's menudin lashamayim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Marusa, Omar Rav Mishum Reb Yosi Ish Hutzel. It was said in the name of Rav, in the name of Reb Yosi, from a man from Hutzel. Minayin she'ein she'elin bekaldim. How do you know that you should not consult with astrologers? Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, tomim tia im Hashem elikecha. You should wholeheartedly trust and rely only on Hashem, and not engage in consulting with all sorts of other powers. Another thing, uminayin hayudea bechaveirish shugodl mimenu afilu bedover echod. How do you know that if you know that your friend is bigger than you, even in just one thing, shechayiv linig beikovid, you have to accord him honor. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk says in Daniel, kol kovil. That means because di ruach yatira be, he had extra spirit of wisdom, umalko ashis. And the king was thought and intended lahakomuse, to appoint him al kol malchusa, over the whole kingdom, and that was just because the ruach yatira, he had a little bit of a spirit of wisdom more than others. Continues the Gemara, vayeshevis al dam toyer, how that somebody who's a woman who was yeshevis al dam toyer asura leshamish, is not allowed to have relations with her husband, and this means as follows. We know that when a woman gives birth, then if she has a baby boy, the first 7 days she's tomei. A baby girl, the first 14 days. Afterwards, for a boy, between day 8 and day 40, or for a girl, between day 15 and day 80, any dam she sees is called dam toihar. It doesn't make her tomei. However, after that, after day 40 for a boy and day 80 for a girl, any dam she sees could be considered dam nidois. So if she is so in the time nowadays, we don't practice this, and whenever a woman sees dam, it's as if she's a nida, and therefore the poiskim say this halacha doesn't apply, according to many poiskim. However, back in the day, before that, there was a period of between 8 and 40 for a boy, and between 15 and 80 for a girl, where a woman didn't care if she saw blood, she was toher. And now, suddenly, the next day, day 41 after a boy, day 81 after a girl, suddenly, if she sees blood, she's tummy, and she might not be aware. And she may see blood that night, and continue the way she has all the days before that, and pretend that she's, or assume that she's tahir, and have relations with her husband, and that's seriously asa. So that's why the halacha is hayosheves al dam tahir asura l'shamish. As soon as the end of those 40 days or 80 days arrive, even if she doesn't see dam, she has to separate from her husband in order to make a clear distinction between the yamei tahir, and from here and on, where all the halachas of nida come back. Ad kama. How long do they have to separate from each other? Omar Rav, Rav says, oh, you know, just one period, which is just that night. One, that's enough. It's because there's a Rashbam and Machlokes Rashbam and Rashi here, but that's what we assume. Oino means just the 12 hours of the night. Continues the Gemara. Tana, who Yosef Ish Hutzal? When you see, we just quoted Yosef Ish Hutzal. Whenever it says Yosef Ish Hutzal, it's also known as Yosef HaBavli sometimes, who Issi Ben Gur Aryeh, also known as Issi Ben Gur Aryeh, who Issi Ben Yehuda, also known as Issi Ben Yehuda, who Issi Ben Gamliel, also known as that, who Issi Ben Mahalalel, Uma Shemai, what was his real name? Issi Ben Akavya Shemai, that was his name. Continues the Gemara, who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Chakla, who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Ilo, these three people, even though it sounds like they're different people, they are the same person, just known by different names. Continues the Gemara. What happens when you find in the Gemara, you find just a Rabbi Yitzchok? Who is Rabbi Yitzchok Stoma? So to speak, an anonymous type of Rabbi Yitzchok. Which one was it? Is it Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acha or is it Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Pinchas? Says the Gemara, it depends where. Who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acha to Shmaita? When it's a regular teaching, a halachic teaching, then it's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acha. Who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Pinchas to Agadita? When it's talking about Agadatas, then it's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Pinchas, v'simonecha. How can you remember that when it's Shmaitza, then it's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acha, and then you'll know automatically that by Agadita it's the other Rabbi Yitzchok, it's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Pinchas. So you learn it from a pasuk that says, Shema'uni Achai v'ami, and the word Shema'uni is here, Achai, my brothers, v'ami, my people. So Shema'uni sounds like Shmaitza, and Achai sounds like Acha. So you remember that pasuk, and you'll know that Shmaitza is a Rabbi Yitzchok, by Shmaitza is a Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acha. And then you'll know automatically that when it's not Shmaitza, if it's Agadita, then it's a different Rabbi Yitzchok, it's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Pinchas. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Biloy, Echol Botzel, eat onions or other vegetables, v'shev betzel, and then you can be guaranteed to stay in the comfort and in the protection and the shade of your own home. And the many expensive of excessive foods will not make you in debt that you'll have to sell your home. V'lo teichel avazim, and don't eat geese, v'tarnugolim, and chickens, v'yehei libcha roidef alecha, and your appetite will hound you all the time, and then you'll become addicted to that, and you'll have debts, and you'll have to leave your home. Pechois mimichlecha u'mishtecha, you should minimize the amount that you should reduce the expenses on food and drink. V'toisiv al diroscha, and that way you can be sure to stay in your residence. Ki asa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he says, misla moslin b'marova. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they said the following saying, "Da'ochil alisa." Somebody who gets used to eating fatty meats, toshi ba'alisa. He owes people money because it's expensive, and people, when he meets people, they ask him for the money. So toshi, he has to hide ba'alisa in the attic because of the creditors are running after him. However, da'ochil kakuli, if he just gets used to eating cheap foods like vegetables, akikli, then even if he's in a public place close to the dumping ground, where everybody is there, and he's got nothing to be afraid of, and nobody will harass him because he doesn't owe anybody money. Akikuli demosa shochiv. He can lie even in the dumping ground of the city, which is where everybody is, and he does not have to be concerned. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah, getting back to the halachas of Seder Lil Pesach.